7:49 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, 78 degrees, temperatures could hit triple digits. We'll have more details about the weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I want to remind our listeners that we had a winner, and we have one each hour, for the cool $10 Pruce gift card. Fred King was the winner in the 6 o'clock hour, and we're taking calls for you to win for the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. Congratulations to Fred, who just got a Pruce Pets gift certificate and is in the running for a pair of Sun Country airline tickets for anywhere in the lower 48. Plus, WILS is throwing in $250 spending cash. Keep listening for another chance to win. That's coming up in the next hour. And we hope that you are the winner for our big drawing in the 8 o'clock hour of the Tony Conley Morning Show on Friday the 27th, where you could win a couple of airline tickets. How cool is that? Thank you for listening to 1320WILS and 1320WILS.com. I read a story in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, and the basis of the story was that many colleges and universities around the country are cutting as much as 15% from the financial aid, specifically from scholarships and grants. So we wanted to find out where Michigan State stands there. Val Myers is the Associate Director for the Office of Financial Aid at MSU. Val, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Did you hear about that story?
I did. I did glance at that yesterday and, of course, took a look at it once you contacted us. And that's unfortunate that some schools have felt like they had to cut back.
What is MSU doing in regards to financial aid, more specifically about grants and scholarships?
Well, fortunately for Michigan State, we are not cutting. We are actually increasing our need-based grants. We expect to be up about 6% for the 2012-13 year.
Where does the funding come for that money?
Well, the need-based money comes from the general fund, which is tuition, and it's often redirected. We try and redirect some portion of the tuition increase to help the needy students.
Well, that's interesting because folks were a little up in arms about the tuition increase. It's interesting to know that some of that money is going for folks who need help in getting through college and paying for it.
Right, right. We always at least make the same increase to aid that we make in tuition, but the trustees often, you know, and the university often actually increases the aid portion more than we increase tuition because we understand that the neediest part of our student, you know, they need help.
All right, Val, if you can, tell us how much financial aid MSU deals with each year and how much of that is grants and scholarships and how many students does that affect?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have aid for probably 65% of our student body. So we're looking at 49.5 is our attendance. We're doing over 30,000 students with some form of financial aid. Now, when we get into the need-based, our folks, of course, we have a fairly large percentage, maybe 20 to 30% that are what we call the high-need students that we give a significant amount of grant funding to based on financial need. And then, of course, there are many other students who receive scholarships, which are based on merit. So it may be, they may be recruiting scholarships when they come in, they may be athletic scholarships, they may be private donors that give money to the university that we give out as donor funds.
Is the need greater, the same, as it has been in the past?
Well, for several years, obviously, since the recession began, we saw a significant growth in need-based aid over the last 5 or so years. This is the first year that it's beginning to flatten. Now, I'm not saying that it's flat, but it's beginning to flatten. We're actually seeing a little bit of a recovery because the need is not growing to the same extent that it has for the last 5 or 6 years.
What do you think is at the core of that?
Well, I'm hopeful that part of it is a recovery, slow recovery of the economy, especially the auto industry, because we were hit so hard. Our families, were so many of them, were tied into the auto industry. And in 2008 and 2009, we just saw this humongous increase in need for our students and our families. That is starting to level out now as the auto industry is starting to come back.
How does it work for MSU giving money to those who just have great academic credentials?
You know, our office isn't involved in that in a great deal. The admissions office takes a look at people when they come in for their high school grades, their test scores, their, you know, various activities. It's a kind of a holistic review. And then they make offers, and we have actually, the trustees have actually got a competition for the great, the best students actually come in February and do a test day and compete against the other new admits for the four-year full-ride trustee scholarship.
All right, Val, when should people start thinking about financial aid? And I know the answer to this, and I know what you're going to say, but we need parents and students to know this for the upcoming year and the year after. When should they have started, and what do they need to do?
Okay, well, if you're coming to school in the fall, you should have applied for a financial aid last January, but it's not too late. So do it now. Fill out the free application for federal student aid, which is the FAFSA. Can do it online. Have it sent to the school or schools that you're going to. And the universities there and their financial aid offices will do the best that they can to get it done for you in the fall. If you're coming to school in fall of 2013, which is really a good time to start planning now, start doing searches for scholarships now. Do those all through the fall term, you know, and then apply for aid January 1st of 2013. Get it done right away. And, you know, the sooner the better, because the money does run out at some schools.
Val, how do you do those searches? Because there's a lot of money out there that that people can get at.
Yes, and that's where the Internet has been a blessing. I used to send people to the library. Now I say go online. Our financial aid website has a link to some free searches that we want people to use, but you can also just go on and do Google or Bing and say scholarships and find things. The only caution I give people is don't pay for it. Do not ever use a scholarship search that asks for a credit card or any kind of fee. There are too many free ones out there, and the free ones are the ones that you really want to go with.
Thanks, Val.